Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is another Eddie Murphy song. This was up with you, Solana?
It is.
Yeah, this is a very moderate hit. Crank it up a little bit here.
I've never heard
That's Michael Jackson. That's Michael Jackson on it.
Oh, you showed us this before.
Yeah, the video is one of the worst music videos you'll ever see. Let's listen to this for a second. Eddie Murphy and Michael Jackson. What's up with you? That's Eddie. This is a crazy video. If you want to see a crazy music video, search up Eddie Murphy, Michael Jackson.
Like back
this hour is brought to you. I'm sorry, go ahead.
It seemed like back then people could transition over to other avenues in life easier than nowadays.
I think it's easier nowadays. I think everybody does everything.
But like Eddie actually like made money off music. What movie star, you know what I'm saying, movie star like Eddie, a comedian's going to go become a singer and back and
that
forth.
I'll give you. That's why I'm telling you, like, in this era, like, for 20 years, maybe 15 years, Eddie Murphy was as big a star as there was. Like, could do no wrong. Music, Michael Jackson, movies, like, he could do no wrong. And then when you think of Haunted Mansion, you go, what the hell? Happened
everything he touched was gold, and so he started doing I Spy and Haunted Mansion,
and then it wasn't gold anymore. This hour is brought to you by Orion Fuels and Downstairs Convenience Stores, truly steps beyond convenient. So we ask you all the time, we welcome in our simulcast listeners right now. You can hear us from 2 till 3 every afternoon exclusively on 790 The Ticket, and now starting at 3 o'clock you can hear us on both 790 The Ticket and 560 WQAM The Joe. And so we welcome in our simulcast listeners here. And I've been saying last few weeks as we've been doing the show from our homes, how are you listening? And you can always text us. And yesterday I was saying, text us with how we can help you. We want to help you. We want to do what we can. We're obviously just trying to entertain. We're trying to do our show, bring on interesting guests and have interesting conversations. The NFL draft will be here before you know it. I got a very innocuous text during the commercial break from Natalie. She's listening with her husband in Doral, and it's her husband Renee's birthday today. And she said, can you wish him a happy birthday? And I said, we'd absolutely be happy to. So happy birthday. She said, we both listen at home while working. We love your show. So thank you. And if there's anything we can do for you, 67974, just text us throughout the show. We are endeavoring to bring you any important news that's important for South Floridians, obviously nationally, whatever important news may break. And then we're covering sports as best we can with the limited resources that are out there, but there's not that much sports out there. Although this hour, we are going to talk with a gambling expert who's got some picks for WrestleMania this weekend. You know, satiate your gambling needs. Joe Osborne, he's a sports betting analyst for Odds Shark, so he's going to join us, and we'll get some WrestleMania picks from him. Steve Goldstein, by the way, is supposed to join us this hour as well, but that's up in the air now. I'll explain as we get closer.
Hawk, we were talking about somebody as successful as Eddie with music and movies and just everything he touches is gold, and Johnny Williams, you know Johnny. Anybody that makes money knows Johnny. Jamie Foxx.
Jamie Foxx. Yep.
Jamie Foxx is the only guy right now that if he touches it, it is going to be successful.
You know what, though? Movies on the level of Eddie Murphy.
Oh, bro,
Jamie
Ray?
Foxx. I mean, Ray. That's it, though, right?
Any Given Sunday, Willie Beeman.
But that was a Pacino movie.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like yeah. I'm talking about where it's an Eddie Murphy movie, where you go, it's a Jamie Foxx movie. Ray is the only one that pops into my head.
Django Unchained?
But that's a Quentin Tarantino movie, right?
Well, he was Django. He was the name.
No question.
Character.
No question. And he was, you know, one of the main characters in Any Given Sunday. I'm not saying that he's not, but I'm saying where you go see a movie because it's Jamie Foxx. Because people would go see a movie because it's Eddie Murphy.
It's a 305.
Dale.
God bless. Dale.
When's Pitbull going to make movies?
He better not.
Be a star, man. There's an action hero right there.
He's 4'3". Who's he going to beat up?
I think that's an overstatement. I think he's taller than that. All right, let's get headlines here because we have a lot of stuff to get to. Get headlines here with Alejandro Solana.
Plus, he'd be very versatile. I'm sure he could play many different roles.
I think he could. I think Pitbull's a local treasure.
What are you going to do?
He's not 4'4".
3 foot, 10.5 inches tall. How many are you?
Stop it. All right, what do you have for headlines, Solana?
This is my favorite story of the day, and since we're kind of short on headlines, right, everything's kind of been canceled, we'll start here. Rex Ryan, he was on ESPN today. Listen to how a question about Amari Cooper, listen to how he responded it.
Well, I agree with Dan on the fact that I wouldn't have paid this guy. To me, this is the biggest disappearing act in the National Football League. He doesn't show up on the road. He doesn't show up against when the competition's good, when he's against the top corners, that guy disappears. And to me, he reminds me, it's only one time that I can remember in recent memory on elite receivers and disappearing acts like Amari Cooper. That was the kid that the Raiders had a few years ago. Oh, that's right. That was Amari Cooper. This is who he is. And Dan, he doesn't love football. Hell with it. He stops his routes. He does all this. I wouldn't have paid this turd. No way in hell.
All right.
No way in hell would I have paid this guy. To me, you pay Dak Prescott. Forget all those numbers. That, you know, they're number one in the league because of Dak Prescott, not because of this guy. It's a deep draft at receiver. They made a huge mistake right here.
Is he watching a different Amari Cooper than I watch?
Amari Cooper, have you ever put him in your top five receivers in the league?
I don't know, but I do know this. I remember when Dallas made the trade, I thought it was stupid. And then all of a sudden I watched him and I was like, wow, that actually turned out to be a good trade. So I'm a little dumbfounded there. I thought most people were in agreement that actually was a good trade and he's worked out to be a great weapon for the Cowboys.
Oh, he's a great weapon. And like, you know, 8 touchdowns last year was his best year. But I mean, I'm not with Rex. I think Rex is going a little far, but that's what Ryans do. Everybody knows. His damn daddy punched somebody in the face during the game. We know what the Ryan family does. But like, I do not see Amari Cooper as a Moss, as an AB, as a DeAndre Hopkins, as a Mike Evans. Like, I think Amari's in your top 10, but 9 or 10 between 9 and 15. Like, I don't know if Amari's worth $100 million. I'll give that to Rex.
But, I mean, we've seen, even down here especially, some turds. Amari Cooper is not a turd.
Devontae's better than him.
Devontae's better than Amari Cooper?
After last year?
No.
From him in Dallas to Devontae last year, I would take Devontae over Amari.
No, you would not.
I would. Because Amari, he just runs deep routes. Just run like his jump ball and all. He's fat. Now, I tell you this, Amari can flat out fly. He can run. But where the game is going, like I'm saying, bro, I could right now sit and name probably 12 receivers better than Amari Cooper.
If the Cowboys called you right now, you were the general manager of the Dolphins, and they said, we'll trade you straight up Amari Cooper for Devontae Parker, you say no?
No, because Amari's about to make 20. Devontae's making 10. Bro, Adam Thielen, Stephon Diggs, they're better than Amari. Keenan Allen. Bro, I think I can name 12 to 15 receivers that are better than Amari Cooper.
Wow, I don't know. I think you guys are sleeping on Amari Cooper there. Somebody texts in, by the way, I'm cleaning my car in Cumming, Georgia. You guys have the best show on radio. I canceled my Sirius XM because I realized I only listen to them when you guys are not on. I also might watch The Caddyshack later. I like this show. It's not bad. I give it 3 out of 100. Thank you. That is a text that nailed just about everything on this show. That was perfect. Thank you. All right, what else do you have in the headlines, Solana? Because that was a good one. I don't know if you can top it. You may want to walk off after that one.
Yeah, I don't really have a follow up there. I kind of feel like a turd now.
That's all right. You want to segue right to weather?
Yeah, let's just do weather then. Right now in South Florida, it is mostly sunny. 80 degrees currently in Miami. Sunset is scheduled for 7:38 p.m. tonight. The low tonight will be 69.
Nice. All right, we're gonna take a break here. I can't help it. It's the Gronk in me. We're gonna take a break here. It's Hockman and Crowder. We have a big show planned for you on this Friday. Steve Goldstein might be joining us in the next segment. Catch up with him, see what's going on with the Florida Panthers. But he's also pulling duties for CBS4, and he's at the anchor desk. And so if news breaks on CBS4, he's the one that has to toss it to, say, Governor DeSantis, or if there's a press conference or whatnot. So Goldie may join us. He may not. You'll have to listen and find out. How about that for a tease? You might hear Steve Goldstein next on Hockman and Crowder. Hockman and Crowder simulcast on your Friday. We were expecting to have Steve Goldstein, and he is, as I told you, also pulling double duty at CBS4, where if there's breaking news, if CBS4 breaks out of their programming, or if they're covering something like a Governor DeSantis press conference or whatnot, and Goldie texted me about 3 o'clock saying, hey, I don't know if I'm going to be able to make it at 3:15. I'll keep you posted. And I texted him, you know, just a few minutes ago, what do you think? I haven't heard back. And then Solana tried to call him and he didn't answer. So I'm guessing he's got some CBS4 duties going on right now. So maybe we'll get him later this segment, or maybe we'll get him later on in the program, catch up with him, see what's going on with the Florida Panthers. Crowder, did you have to run some kids off the lake by your house during the commercial break there?
They think that since school is out, you're not an insurgent anymore. I'm not letting nobody fish in my lake. I don't give a damn what's going on.
But did someone deputize you that you're allowed to kick people out of the lake?
Actually, I am the vice president of the HOA, and the common areas are 132nd mine. So every drop of water in that lake is 132nd mine.
You're Dwight Schrute. You're the assistant to the assistant general manager.
Listen, I got some pool. And if you want to paint your mailbox and you don't call me, your ass is grass.
He's Dwight Schrute over here. A couple people texting in on your Amari Cooper take in the last segment. Quarantine has gotten to Channing's brain. Please send him help. Somebody else says, got to scroll down. There's so many texts here. Hawk, you might have to slap Crowder for this Amari Cooper take. Well, first of all, he's in Davie. I'm in Boca. And secondly, if he was right next to me, I wouldn't slap him. And
why don't you just not slap me? Why do we need a distance between us?
Someone else texts in, Amari Cooper is the new Zion Williamson. Are you sure you really believe Amari Cooper is not better than Devontae Parker?
Devontae was premature. Devontae had one decent season. I know. I used to kill Devontae. I called Devontae, Charmin for years and onion skin paper.
Pringles.
Pringles. That was the guy. I like that one. Appreciate that one, bringing it back. The Pringles. Amari and Devontae, even though Devontae had a hell of a season, Amari's had a better career than Devontae. But I can still name 12 receivers, 15 receivers that are better football players than Amari Cooper right now in the NFL.
Right now, I mean, he's the best target, though, that Dak has, right?
But hell, there hasn't been a receiver in Dallas since Dez.
Dez.
But I think Amari Cooper, real receiver he had.
Didn't they gave up a number one for him, right? They gave up a first-round pick?
I believe so, yes.
I think it was a first-round pick.
Yes.
Play the sound again. It was Solana played this. We didn't even know it was coming. But he played it in the sports headlines in the last segment. This is Rex Ryan on ESPN this morning talking about the Dallas Cowboys paying Amari Cooper.
Well, I agree with Dan on the fact that I wouldn't have paid this guy. To me, this is the biggest disappearing act in the National Football League. He doesn't show up on the road. He doesn't show up against, when the competition's good, when he's against the top corners, that guy disappears. And to me, he reminds me, it's only one time that I can remember in recent memory on elite receivers and disappearing acts like Amari Cooper. That was the kid that the Raiders had a few years ago. Oh, that's right. That was Amari Cooper. This is who he is. And Dan, he doesn't love football. Hell with it. He stops his routes. He does all this. I wouldn't have paid this turd. No way in hell.
All right.
No way in hell would I have paid this guy. To me, you pay Dak Prescott. Forget all those numbers. That, you know, they're number one in the league because of Dak Prescott, not because of this guy. It's a deep draft at receiver. They made a huge mistake right here.
I mean, I wouldn't have paid this turd. That's a little bit too far on Amari. He's not a bad receiver.
But let me just tell you some stats. Like, Amari will have 130 and 132 targets in a season. I'm looking at his stats right now. I'm not, obviously not off the top of my head, right? So 130, 132 targets, 70 and 80 receptions out of that. Now, just listen to these numbers. Michael Thomas, 121 targets, 92 receptions. 140 targets, 104 receptions. Like, Amari Cooper doesn't create separation like a Michael Thomas does, like a AB does, like a Mike Evans does, like a guy. I think every receiver in Tampa Bay is better than Amari Cooper. Like, Amari is a top 20 guy, but there's no chance. He's no way in the hell I give him top 10 guy. And I'll give you this, listeners. The Devontae take, I was going overboard. That was quarantine. But to say that he's a top 10 guy.
It used to be your CTE excuse. Oh, that's my CTE talking. Now it's quarantine.
That was quarantine. I tried to give the Dolphins a little more love than I should have. But just saying he's on like a Michael Thomas, who he's up there with him financially. Bro, Amari's okay. But I'm with Rex. Do I think Amari's worth anywhere close to $100 million? No. Amari's a decent receiver. Top 20. That's good. Good job. I'll tickle his chin if I ever meet him.
What does that mean?
You know how you tickle a chin, you tickle a little animals. Hey, yeah, buddy, boom, 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 when you meet them.
You don't believe much in Dallas. I do. See, I like Dak Prescott. I like Amari Cooper. And obviously, I like Ezekiel Elliott. I think you probably do as well. But you're not a believer in Dallas.
No, I'm not a believer in Dallas, Dak. I'm not a believer in the organization. I think that old Jerry Jones, he's just too much. The owner, the GM, he goes down. He's on the sideline. He hired Jason Garrett so he can have a puppet.
Did they hire a new coach? I totally forgot. Did they hire a new coach
Mike
in
McCarthy.
Dallas?
Yes.
Oh, Mike McCarthy, right.
From Green Bay, who hopefully now he can have a little more power. But I still see Jerry Jones carrying his old ass down on the sideline and causing trouble. I don't believe in the organization of Dallas, and I don't think Dak. I don't think Dak is what people try to make him either. But, y'all, you hit it on the head. I've been saying that for years. I don't think Dak is one of those top guys. I don't think he is a championship quarterback either.
How about this for a little quiz? Because I forgot who the head coach was in Dallas. I knew that they had gotten rid of Jason Garrett. If the season happens, it'll start in September. If it doesn't, it doesn't. Obviously, we're all just prisoners to the virus right now. But here's a little quiz for you and Solana. You ready, Solana? I'm going to name to you an NFL player. You tell me what team they're going to be playing with next season, okay? See how much you know as the NFL has changed. Obviously, Tom Brady, you must know this.
Bucks.
Right. Robbie Anderson, Jets receiver.
The Panthers.
Yes, Carolina Panthers. Very good.
Bro, it's the only free agency going on right now, man. I hope I get a couple of these.
Tyler Eifert, the tight end.
Rough Riders.
He went to the CFL. Jaguars. You know where Tyler Eifert went, Solana?
Jaguars?
He did. He went to the Jaguars. Wow. Very nice. Emmanuel Sanders, receiver.
Ooh.
Saints.
Yes.
It was Saints?
He is now with the New Orleans Saints. Todd Gurley, anybody remember?
Atlanta.
Atlanta Falcons, very good. Melvin Gordon, the other back.
Where the hell did Melvin go?
Remember Solana?
No, I don't. I don't remember. That was like last week.
He went to Denver. He's in Denver.
Oh, yeah.
Denver, that zone scheme. Yeah.
Phillip Rivers, we know.
Colts.
Teddy Bridgewater.
No, the Panthers. Carolina. Yeah. He's there with Robbie Anderson. Yeah.
He's there with Robbie Anderson. You are you're 100% correct. Look at my homeschooling is working. There you go. You remember what you learned before, and you build on it for the next piece of information. Xavier Rhodes, the cornerback.
Who?
Not Minnesota.
He is not with Minnesota anymore. You're correct.
Boom.
Solana, you know?
Not with the Dolphins. So that eliminates.
Not with the Dolphins.
That eliminates
30,
two teams. Okay. 30
we got
more.
30 left.
He's with Indianapolis as well. How about Darius Slay? He was traded.
Oh, from Detroit
to the Eagles.
To the Eagles.
Yes.
Very good.
Yes. There you go, Solana.
How about Clinton Dix? Do you remember who he was with last season?
Cincinnati.
Yeah.
No, last season he was with the Bears.
How's with the Bears?
Last season he was.
He was with Green Bay before that. I don't know.
Right. He's with the Cowboys now.
Yeah, he's going to fail.
Gerald McCoy.
Carolina as well?
No, he was with Carolina. Where is he this season?
Mm.
Dallas.
Gerald McCoy's in Dallas?
Yeah.
Man, they're loading up. I do not. We just talked about it. I don't give a damn who goes to Dallas. I don't think that's going to be good.
How about Jason Witten? Jason Witten was with Dallas. Where's he next season?
Did he sign with Seattle?
No.
Raiders.
AARP.
The Raiders. AARP. That's funny. Malcolm Jenkins.
Now you're getting deep, Hawk.
I know. It's just interesting, all these changes. He's with New Orleans now.
But it's great for the league.
I like it. It takes a while to get up to speed with everybody. Robert Quinn, he was with the Dolphins, then he was with the Cowboys.
Somebody gave him a whole boatload of money. He just got paid.
He got paid a lot.
He was with the Bears.
Oh,
Chicago. The Bears,
The Bears. Stephon Diggs.
Buffalo.
Buffalo, yes. I didn't realize that. Obviously, DeAndre Hopkins, we know, is with the Cardinals. That one confused everybody. Let's see if there's anybody else. Kyle Van Noy, obviously, we know down here. It's Randall Cobb.
Seattle?
No idea.
Randall Cobb is with the Texans now.
Solana, you go yell Seattle every time?
I mean, somebody had to have joined damn Pete Carroll at some point, man.
He's got Seattle Tourette's. Whatever you ask. Seattle?
Seattle? I don't think they signed one free agent. It's Seattle.
How about Calais Campbell?
God, it was a long time ago this acquisition happened. Now I've forgotten.
Yeah, the Ravens.
Yes, because that's great for their defense.
Jimmy Graham, the tight end from UM.
Overpaid with
the Bears.
The Bears. They gave him a sack, too. They gave him a bunch
Marcus
of money.
Mariota. Where'd Marcus Mariota go? Anybody remember?
The Raiders.
Ah, very nice. I'm trying to see if anyone's in Seattle. I'm trying to throw you an alley-oop. I can't find a damn player that went to Seattle, Solana. I'm sorry.
Man, the Seahawks are sleeping on free agency, man.
Jim Zorn.
Seattle, baby.
Hey! I literally cannot find a single player that went to Seattle. I'm looking.
Yeah, they paid Russell all that money. They have no money left.
Seattle? Baltimore? All right. Goldie texted me, by the way. He's free now, but we don't have time for him now. I'll try to get him scheduled for later in the program, because in the next segment, we are going to talk with a gambler, if you will. We miss our gambling guest, Joe Osborne. He's a sports betting analyst for Odds Shark. And the reason I was bringing him on is because I wanted to get something to bet on this weekend, and he's actually got an article up there about betting on WrestleMania. So I thought I would get some WrestleMania wagers. He's also a big NFL guy. He maybe can give us some futures or whatnot. So we'll delve back into the world of sports gambling briefly because I know a lot of people have interest in WrestleMania. Before we get to Joe, I want to talk about Cinch.com. And I've been talking about Cinch, and I know during this self-isolation, self-quarantine, this time of social distancing, many people, if not everyone, spending more time at your house than ever before. Maybe you're going to fire up the grill tonight or this weekend. Maybe you've been firing up the grill and maybe you're out of propane. Maybe your tank is empty, and we all know the routine. You'd have to take the empty tank over to the convenience store or the big hardware store, and then you'd have to find someone to find the key to open up the big blue metal gate to get you the new tank. It's a big, big hassle. That's where Cinch.com comes in, and it's C-Y-N-C-H, Cinch.com. It's a new home delivery service for propane grill tanks. Their no-hassle online ordering process makes ordering your new tanks as easy as going to Cinch.com. Their convenient home delivery service delivers right to your door. There's no delivery fees. You choose the delivery date. Cinch handles the rest. You can exchange any brand of tank, whatever brand of propane tank you have attached to your grill right now. They will take it. They'll give you a brand new filled tank. And right now, for a limited time, new customers can get their first tank for just $10 if you visit cinch.com and use the promo code GETCINCH. That's GETCYNCH. Go to cinch.com, CYNCH.com. Use the promo code GETCINCH. You choose your delivery date. Cinch.com will handle the rest. No commitment fees or membership necessary. Just visit cinch.com, C-Y-N-C-H.com, and start your order right now. You could save time and money by ordering your next propane tank from cinch.com. Going to talk a little WrestleMania betting. No shame in that. Joe Osborne from Odds Shark. He is next on Hockman and Crowder. Hockman and Crowder simulcast on a Friday. Normally, Thursday and Friday is for us. We do a lot of gambling, bring on all our gambling friends, get to the weekend. We start doing a little gambling ourselves. Mm-hmm. Been slim pickings, man.
You drag me into these horses.
I know, I know. Now I'm all about TVG. Yes. But we're going to go out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline here. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Joe Osborne is a sports betting analyst at Odds Shark. The website is oddsshark.com. I use that website a lot because they have really good content, not just lines. First of all, they get their lines up really early, so early in the morning or even the night before, I can see lines for the next day's games and whatnot. But it's a really good website, good place to start and get some good content. Odds Shark and Joe Osborne, like I said, sports betting analyst. He's joining us now. Hello, Joe.
Hey, guys, what's up? I'm pumped to be on with the great people of Miami today.
We appreciate it. What wager during this pandemic, during this time where there really hasn't been any sports, what wager has made you feel the worst about yourself? Because I will give you an example. Crowder and I, a couple weeks ago, bet an Angolan club soccer match on a Sunday morning because it was literally the only game on my site for the entire weekend. Is there anything that has made you feel profoundly sad?
Well, did you win the bet?
No.
Okay. So yeah.
Which made me sadder.
You're going to feel a lot worse, but I haven't placed a single bet. I have something that I'm eyeing this weekend that I'm sure we're going to talk about, but we have guys at work who are into betting on the Madden simulations and NBA 2K. There's some wild stuff out there, Russian ping pong and stuff going on in South Korea, Korean badminton. I haven't placed a cent on any of it, but there's still stuff out there that you can bet on, and if you're doing it, hey, I hope you're winning.
Joe, you have that much self-control? Because my gambling buddy over here, he has no self-control.
Man, hey, I've learned the hard way, just betting just to bet, and you lose a couple bucks here and there, and you feel bad about yourself, and that you lose hours of sleep that night. So I've learned the hard way, so a little bit of self-control, but hopefully we'll be back into it here within a month or so anyways.
I think I lose more sleep when I don't have any action. And then I can't sleep. Yeah. I'm like, well, there's got to be a game somewhere. There's got to be a game somewhere.
Didn't you start seeing pictures of your cat?
I know. Well, last night I was betting Australian horse racing. Because you can bet like 11, 12 o'clock at night on TVG. They've got the Australian tracks. They run the wrong way, or I guess they think we run the wrong way. Regardless, Joe Osborne, he's a sports betting analyst at Odds Shark. Again, the website is oddsshark.com. So you mentioned, and we said before you came on, WrestleMania is this weekend. Now, admittedly, Crowder and I are not pro wrestling fans, and I don't even know if you are or not, but this is something that I think a lot of people will be wagering on because this is a very big event, and WWE is going through with it. I think they've already taped the matches, but do you have anything for us this weekend that you think might give us a little fun that you might have an edge on?
Yes, I do. So, yeah, it's going to be a very, very weird WrestleMania. It's been pre-taped, no fans in attendance, and growing up, I was a hardcore WWF and, of course, WWE fan, so not so much anymore, but I've always kind of gotten a kick out of odds for wrestling events because they always post odds for the big pay-per-views, and, of course, WrestleMania is the big one, so I always make sure to get a few bets in, and I really, you know, I try to handicap it like it's real sport, but you have to take a different approach. Like, you're not going to look at the Brock Lesnar versus Drew McIntyre matchup and say, well, Lesnar has the experience advantage and he's stronger, but because it's all about storytelling, right? And what the scripts are all about. And that is the fight the match that I'm zeroing in on. Lesnar is a plus 225 underdog here, and I like him to win. So here's how I went about handicapping this one. So anyone who knows even a little bit about WWE wrestling knows that the guy who wins the Royal Rumble goes on the challenge for the title at WrestleMania. Now, it used to be a foregone conclusion that guy, this is Drew McIntyre in this instance, by the way, who's taking on Lesnar. So it used to be a foregone conclusion that guy would go on to win the title at WrestleMania. It happened 7 straight years from WrestleMania 17 all the way up to 23. But the way they're laying these out, the way they're scripting it now, it doesn't happen very much anymore. It's only happened 4 of the last 12 years that the Royal Rumble winner went on to win the title at WrestleMania. So that's one of the reasons I like Lesnar as an underdog. And I also like Lesnar because he lost at WrestleMania last year. Believe it or not, winning at WrestleMania actually means something to these guys. Lesnar is an all-time legend in the sport, so I don't think they're going to ask him to lose 2 years in a row. And also, you also have to look at it a bit different too, because their television program isn't, you know, how they typically do it. So do they really want to go into a new champion right away where they might not be on the air doing pay-per-views for a couple weeks or a couple months even? I hear that they're canceling future pay-per-views coming up. So it might be pointless to hand over the belt to a new guy, and you can't get that pop in front of the 80,000 fans like they typically have at a football stadium. So plus 225, it's a bet, pretty good value there. I think it's worth the risk. Bit of a silly way to handicap it, but you have to handicap it some way, right?
I have to tell you, I don't think that was a silly way to handicap it at all. I think you kind of nailed it on that. Joe Osborne is with us. He's a sports betting analyst at Odds Shark. The website is oddsshark.com. I think the way that you just handicapped that is right on. Like, you're playing a trend, but it's the trend is, you know, Royal Rumble or whatever you said, winners going on to win WrestleMania. And then you're actually digging into what would be the ramifications of either one of them winning for WWE moving forward in a very difficult time. And I think you may have nailed it. Now, would this be a full unit play for you? Is this a double unit, half a unit? Like, how confident are you in this?
It's probably going to be a double unit play for me. You know, most sports books have limits on WWE betting because it is scripted, right? And these matches have been pre-recorded. So there are people out there who know the results of the matches. So you can't go on and put $5,000 on Brock Lesnar. But I'll probably do whatever the maximum is that they'll allow me. It might be a couple $100. And just because, you know, I haven't been betting very much over the past couple of weeks. The last bet I made was a UFC event a couple of weeks ago. So, I am going to put however much you'll let me put on Brock Lesnar and sit back and watch WrestleMania. I used to really enjoy it when I was a kid, not so much anymore, but it's something fun, a big event to watch, and it's always good having some action, right?
And Joe, like you said, you watch wrestling your whole life. How much is this gonna be different with no fans? Because I know all the wrestlers want to cup their ears and get the fans involved. Mm-hmm. Are they gonna act like the fans are there? Like, how is this gonna look when we watch on Saturday?
I think it's going to look unusual, and I think you're going to see them. Usually, like, you know, they do WrestleMania. It was supposed to be at Raymond James Stadium. It's supposed to be in front of, you know, 60, 70, 80,000 fans. They have fireworks and these big grand entrances. They're not going to have that this year. So it's going to be, I think you're going to see the wrestlers playing to the cameras a lot more and stuff like that. You know, everyone can close their eyes and picture the image of the wrestler getting up on the turnbuckles and raising their hands for the fans and playing to the audience. So I think you'll just see them play to the camera a lot more. I'm sure they have some type of plan in place for it. They usually put a pretty good production together. But, yeah, it is going to be very, very unusual.
There you go. Brock Lesnar at plus 225 over Drew McIntyre in WrestleMania this weekend. That is expert handicapping by Joe Osborne at Odds Shark. You have any NFL futures before I let you go? Any NFL futures that you absolutely love? Are people playing a lot of futures now, or are they just kind of sitting back and I'll get back into gambling when sports returns?
No, people are playing futures quite a bit. You know, free agency slowing down quite a bit. You know, last week and the week before that, it was hotter because there was movement in the odds with all the player movement. And, of course, we're a couple of weeks away from the draft. Thank God that's still going on. And so we'll pick right back up again then. But it seems like a bit of a square bet here, guys. But I like the Tampa Bay Bucks quite a bit to go over 9 wins and a little sprinkle on them at plus 200 to win the NFC South. So they finished out last season really good, 5-3 in their last 8 games. So let's do a little bit of math on them here. So they had 6 losses by 7 or less last season. They also led the league in turnovers with 41, highlighted by 30 interceptions. That's 22 more than Tom Brady threw last season. I don't think Tom Brady is going to join the Bucs and light the world on fire and put up career-best numbers, but he's going to bring some ball security that they didn't have in those close games. So they're probably going to have a team that throws 20 less interceptions this season. And if they can keep games close like they did in 2019, like I said, 6 losses by 7 or less, I think that's going to equal a few more wins. I think we can see them get to double-digit wins, so I like over 9 wins quite a bit for them. One thing people forget about this team is they have a very good defense, a very good run defense. Tied for first in yards allowed per rush, fewest rushing yards allowed in the entire league. I think if they can maybe improve the secondary, I don't know what their focus will be in the draft, but they could come out with an elite defense this year too. So I think we could see the Tampa Bay Bucks exceed expectations. One team that I am fading is the Buffalo Bills. You know, everyone kind of wants to hand over the division to them. Everyone is kind of penciling them in to take over for the Patriots. I don't really think it's going to happen. Their over-under win total is at 8.5, and I like to go under that number. They played a bit of a cupcake schedule last season, and they didn't do good against other good teams. I think they went just 1-4 against other playoff teams. Now coming into this season, they have 6 games versus teams who made the playoffs last year. And they play a bunch of other teams that are in the middle of the pack, which is where I put them too. And plus, I think people are kind of overreacting to the Stephon Diggs trade. Josh Allen, not the most accurate passer. So the Bills, I'm fading. Everyone I'm talking to is high on them, and that's usually a good indication that you should fade a team. And I think there's a few red flags with them. So there's a few bets I like for the NFL in 2020.
Yeah, you're speaking our language, because I think people are way too quick to just anoint the Bills the new kings of the AFC East, and I actually think it's worth taking a little sprinkle on the Dolphins at 9-1 maybe to win the division, because I you know, and maybe I'm playing recency bias with the way the season ended for the Dolphins, but I like the idea of fading the Bills, and I think there might be something there about, you know, taking the Dolphins as a long shot. Joe Osborne, his website is oddsshark.com. He's a sports betting analyst. They have content up there. Here you go. He tells you, Brock Lesnar, plus 225 this weekend in WrestleMania. He likes the Tampa Bay Bucks over 9 wins for the season. He also likes a little sprinkle, a little dabble on Bucks to win the division at plus 200. And he says fade the Bills, which I think is a smart play as well. Joe, thank you for making time for us. That was fun. And If Brock Lesnar does it this weekend, we're having you back next week, and you'll pick some Angolan soccer for us.
Hey, I look forward to it, guys. Thank you very much for having me on. And if you're watching, enjoy WrestleMania.
Appreciate it. Joe Osborne, again, the website is oddsshark.com. Ooh, that made me feel all warm inside just to talk gambling.
Did you listen to what he said? Like, you know I'm not gambling on soccer and then goalie and coin tosses.
Well, so we have different strategies than him. You and I have a different strategy. No shame. No shame in that. But we're betting Brock Lesnar. I'm telling you that right now. We are betting Brock Lesnar. All right, 4 o'clock hour is coming up.
I'm the little fish that follows the shark around, and you swim me just in a direction of bad ideas.
I know. We gotta play though. If there's no action, then there's no chance at winning. All right, 4 o'clock hour is coming up here momentarily.
In this uncertain time, J&K Roofing's here for you. For over 41 years, J&K Roofing has been South Florida's premier roofing company, and we are taking extra precaution with equipment and our workers by sanitizing our materials each time we go to a new or pre-existing job, and we practice social distancing for you and our workers to keep everybody safe, and in most cases, we don't even have to come into your home. J&K will take care of everything, and they don't even have to walk into the crib. We also offer special financing with Y-Green. J&K specializes in residential, commercial. There's no job too big. There's no job too small. J&K will do it. And we have highly skilled workers that are experts in installing new roofs and repairing existing ones. J&K Roofing works with many different roofing materials, and they're all high quality. Shingle, metal, tile, they do it all. And we understand the quality, service, safety, and health in this time of crisis are the most important things on our customers' mind. In addition, this is the perfect time to get your roof done before that rainy hurricane season starts. You got to give J&K Roofing a call today at 954-961-9879. That's 954-961-9879 for all your roofing needs. J&K Roofing knows that we are here and doing this all together.
All right, let's take a break. We will come back with the 4 o'clock hour here on Hockman and Crowder.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.